What a marvelous morning. Thank you so much for inviting me, Pastor Shen.
多美好的一个早晨，谢谢你们今天早上邀请，孟神牧师邀请我。
I wasn't looking for a ministry to go back into because I wanted to be a pastor of the universal church, all the body in the world.
我并没有特别的要去找一个教会来牧会，我一直以为我是为普世教会来做工。
When the Lord introduced me to this possibility, I said no.
神介绍这个机会给我的时候，我说不。
Not to him, but the person who asked me if I would be interested in serving.
不是对主说不，而是对那个邀请我的人说了不。
Bethany Presbyterian Church is located in Gaithersburg, and it's only about 25 minutes from my house.
Bethany,
Presbyterian Church.
就是在 Gaithersburg, 离我家只有20分钟。
But the Lord changed my heart, and that's where I will be, and hopefully for the rest of my life.
神应允了我，那希望这就是我未来的家。
So as you pray for me in my new assignment from the Lord, we will keep in touch, and I will be happy to come once in a while as time allows to share with you again and update you and demonstrate that you will never leave my heart.
你们为我为新的这个服事的方向祷告的时候，我也告诉你们，我会时常会回来，也你们永远在我心中。
I want to share with you this morning what is all in our hearts, and that is eternal life.
我今天早上要为你们分享的是我们心里面长久以来的问题，那就是永生的问题。
When we think about the prodigal son, which is in English, about a young man who left his family and blew his money.
当我们想到那个失丧的那个儿子，就是一个年轻人，他挥霍了自己所有继承的财产。
He wasted his life, and that's what the title tells us. Prodigal means to waste money.
他把他自己的名分丧失了，也就意味着他丧失了所有的继承。
I don't know how it is translated in Chinese, but if it says the same thing about a wasted life, then it will be similar to the English title.
我不知道中文的翻译是怎么样的，但我相信如果翻译成为他浪费了自己的一生，那应该是意思差不多的。
But the title is misleading because it's not just about a wasted life.
但是呢，主题有一点点令人误入歧途，因为这不只是他浪费了自己的一生。
As we read further and further about this, we see that the real story is about the father who accepts his son back.
当我们越来越读这个故事的时候，我们发现这个故事的宗旨是在谈父亲如何接纳他的儿子回来。
It's about forgiveness. It's about love.
这个故事是关于原谅，故事是关于爱。
And the way that the father explains it, he says, "My son was dead, and he's now alive again."
这个父亲是这样解释的，说我的儿子曾经死去了，但他现在活过来。
So a better title of the story would be the resurrection of the son.
这个故事的标题更好的应该是这个儿子的复活。
Now in John 3:16, we get the text that we all have been exposed to a lot, even on TV.
约翰福音三章第十六节给我们所有的这个宗旨。
And it says that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life.
三章十六节说，凡信他的就不得永生。
And when it says that, we all understand that to be everlasting life, which some translations write.
当我们读这一段的时候，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So when we look at the text, we say, oh yes, that is about being saved and not going to hell.
我们自己仔细看这一段的时候，实际上是在讲我们可以 得救而不进入不下地狱。
We will live forever with Jesus.
我们与基督永远的存活。
Well, this popularization of the definition is for good reason.
这个定义是有原因的。
We want people not to be separated from God. We want them to have eternal life, everlasting life with the Lord.
我们希望人们都能够与神和好，可以得到永生，不与神隔绝。
Mr. Tim Tebow, a football player, had the responsibility of leading his team against the formidable Pittsburgh Steelers.
橄榄球明星 Tim Tebow 离开比兹堡球队的时候。
In 2001, they were in a playoff game, and he had to lead them to fight the Pittsburgh Steelers.
在2011年的时候呢，他需要带领他的队友一起来和匹兹堡 Steelers 队比赛。
They were doing pretty well, but then the Steelers caught up and they tied with time running out.
他们进攻的非常有效，但是当时 Steelers 呢，这个教练叫了暂停。
So they had to go into overtime in order to decide who was going to be the winner.
他们当时打平了，然后他们不得不进入加时赛。
On the first play of overtime, Tim Tebow threw to his receiver, Demaryius Thomas.
在加时赛的第一段 ，Tim Tebow 呢把球传给了他的队友。
And Demaryius caught the ball and he ran all the way for an 80-yard touchdown.
他的队友 Demaryius 奔跑了80码最后 touchdown.
I'm not saying that you should love football, but the play was amazing.
我不是说你一定要懂做橄榄球，但是这个场景挺。
But what was even more amazing was Tim Tebow, a devout Christian, ended up with 316 yards.Of passing.
令人震惊的是 ，Tim Tebow 是著名的基督徒球员，他最后呢完成了316码的这个成绩。
And he was an advocate of John 3:16.
而他对约翰福音三章十六节从头至尾都是一个最好的这个鼓动者。
And God gave him 80 yards during the post regular time on overtime in order to give him exactly 316 yards for John 3:16.
上帝给了他时机，让他在加时赛中能够跑出80码，最后能够达到316码，这样让他实现了约翰福音三章十六节。
What God was doing through his life was endorsing what he was declaring all along, and that is.Everybody should know about John 3:16.
上帝借着他要做的这个事情的目的是希望所有的人都知道约翰福音三章十六节。
And we understand this to be eternal life because it comes from two Greek words.
我们知道这个是有关永生的问题。
Zoe meaning life and Ionios meaning eternal.
Zoe 这个词是表示生命。Aionios 表示永恒。
So of course we should understand that as eternal life.
那么这句话应该翻译成为永恒的生命。
In the New Testament, this phrase is used 43 times.
在新约当中，永恒的生命这个词汇使用了43次。
In the Gospel, it's used 25 times.
在福音书当中，永恒的生命提到了25次。
John uses this phrase 17 times.
使徒约翰使用过17次。
In one book, he uses it 17 times. In the other three Gospels, that's only 8 times.
在福音书中17次，在其他三卷书中，用了5次。
He uses it 2 more times more than the other three Gospels.
他比在其他的福音书当中更多的使用了两次。
And then in 1 John, he uses it Even more, and the declaration of the eternal life is combined 17 plus 6 times in 1 John. He uses it 23 times between the Gospel of John and 1 John.
在约翰一书当中，他又多次使用啊“永恒的生命”这个词，也就是说，在约翰福音和约翰一书当中，17加上6次，他一共使用了23次。
So between those two books, he uses it 50% more than the other books combined.
在他的两本书当中，他比其他所有的福音书使用这个词组要多出50%。
So what is John trying to convince us of? In terms of the words or the phrase eternal life.
那么约翰在这里到底是什么目的？他要不断地向我们讲述永恒的生命这件事。
Let me just share with you how many times these words are used and where they are used.
啊，那我来跟你们分享一个数据，永恒的生命这个词汇在新约当中到底在哪里使用过。
Matthew uses it 3 times.
马太福音3次。
Mark twice.
马可福音两次。
Luke 3 times.
路加福音3次。
John 17 times.
约翰福音17次。
Acts twice.
使徒行传两次。
Romans 4 times.
罗马书4次。
Galatians once.
Galatians 一次。哥罗西书一次。
First Timothy twice. First Timothy twice.
提摩太前书两次。
Titus twice.
Titus 书两次。
First John 6 times,
约翰一书6次,
and Jude once.
约书一次。
That's it. So if you want to know what John is, the Gospel of John is all about, or what First John is all about, all you have to do is just count the number of times that he uses eternal.
所以你想要知道约翰福音和约翰一书到底在讲什么，你只要数一数其中出现词汇频率最高的词。
So in tracking down the definition or how he used it and what's important, we have to go through John first and then all the other ones and compare it to see what he's trying to emphasize.
那我们要看到的，我们可以从约翰福一书一直和倒数回去其他所有的书里边来数算一下他多少次提到过。
Three people use the words eternal life.
那三个人提到过这个词。
And it's recorded 5 times.
提到过5次。
It's the rich young ruler, the expert in the law, and Peter.
一个是那个年轻的年轻的的总督，另外一个是那个律法的守律法的人，最后一个是彼得。
And when they use it, they all use it as everlasting life.
他们使用的时候都是用永恒的生命的意思。
In Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, it says, Just then a man came to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good must I do to get eternal life?
马太福音19章16节。
And in Mark chapter chapter 10, verse 17, it says, What must I do to inherit eternal life?
有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得到永生？
And Luke chapter 10 verse 25, the same thing. What must I do to inherit eternal life?
在马太福音十章十七节和路加福音十章二十五节都在讲同样的事。
So all the recordings or the account of the same stories, it's inherit eternal life, meaning you don't get it now, you get an inheritance when you die.
好像这些词都在说，你并不能现在就拿到永生，而是要在你死亡之后。
And Simon Peter said the same thing.
西门彼得也说了同样的问题。
In chapter 6 of John, verse 68, he answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
在约翰福音第六章68节，西门彼得这样说。
What was he talking about? He was talking about after he dies. In other words, We're following you because we don't want to be alone in eternity, in hell. We want to be with you.
他说我们在你离开之后我们不愿意我们孤单的我们要和你一起得永生。在约翰福音的第六章第六十八节西门彼得说主啊你有永生之道我们还归从谁呢
And even Jesus uses it that way in Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life.
耶稣基督自己也在马太福音的第十九章第二十九节说，凡为我撇下房屋或是兄弟姐妹兄父亲母亲田儿女田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
And in Mark 10:13 he says, in the age to come eternal life.
在马可福音三章三十节他这样说。
Now,I want you to remember that, because in Mark chapter 10, verse 30, it says the same thing that I just read for you in Matthew, but he specifically says, in the age to come.
我想要你们记住，在马可福音第十章第三十节，他这样清清楚楚地说，没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋、兄弟、姐妹、父亲。母亲儿女田地，并且 要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
And just so that we don't misunderstand that this is a proper definition of what eternal life means, we go to Matthew chapter 25 verse 46 and they said, then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
为了我们能够更好地理解他所说的话，那么在马太福音的第二十五章第四十六节，他接着这样说：这些人要到永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
If you recall, Matthew 25 is about the sheep and the goats, and the goats, of course, get eternal punishment, and then the sheep get eternal life.
如果你还记得的话，马太福音二十五章是谈论绵羊和山羊的故事。绵羊要继承承接地土，山羊要承受惩罚。
So it is proper to understand the words eternal life as something that occurs in the future when all is said and done and judgment took place, then we will get inheritance of life and some will get the inheritance of death, second death.
所以我们要理解关于永生是讲我们在最后能够 有一部分人将要承受神的荣耀，另一部分人要接受惩罚。
So here's the big twist. Jesus defines for us what eternal life is in chapter 17, verse 3 of John.
耶稣基督自己给我们的定义是在约翰福音第十七章第三节，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And when he defines it, he messes it up.
当他给出这个定义的时候呢，
He says in chapter 17 verse 3, now this is eternal life,that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
约翰福音十七章第三节，他说：认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生了。
He makes it about intimacy with him.
他把永生定义为我们与他的密切的关系。
So if Jesus defines the term, then we have to go back to see what we missed when we assumed that eternal life was just about long life.
如果耶稣基督这样定义，那我们就要回去挑战我们原来的想法，对永生到底是怎样的认识。
So let's see if his definition fits when we put it in where it first occurs, chapter 3, verse 14.
那我们把这个定义跟他第一次出现的时候，第三章第十四节的时候做一个比较。
Jesus, or just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
约翰福音三章十四到十八节，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Now let's apply Jesus' definition to this.
那我们来把耶稣基督的定义来比较一下。
That everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
凡信他的人必得永生。
First, Jesus is not just anyone.
首先，耶稣并不是任何一个普通的人。
But he says anyone can do this.
但是他说每个人都可以得永生。
And then the language is what we call subjunctive mood. It means that the possibility is there for everybody.
然后他使用的动词语气是虚拟语气，意味着每个人都有可能得到永生。
So the possibility that, or the reality that this is eternal life as in longevity of life, long life, or never ceasing in life, is all there.
那么这个所隐含的永远的生命在 长寿里面或者是在其他里面的定义都是一种可能性。
In 3:16, when he says, shall not perish but have eternal life, he's comparing eternal existence to non-eternal existence.
在第十六节、叫且信他的不至灭亡，他是在比较。
Because perish means to completely destroy.
因为灭亡就意味着所有、全部的摧毁。
When we say these are perishable and these are not, canned food is not perishable, but regular vegetables outside is perishable.
当我们说到可以毁坏的食物的时候，我们指的就是它是否可以长久的保存，好像罐装食品是可以长久保存，那其他食品呢就有可能会坏掉。
Food in a can doesn't go bad.
食物装在罐头里面可以长久的不坏。
Vegetables that are not in a can, they're out, they're going to eventually wither and die and it's going to smell.
蔬菜如果不封装起来放在外面就可能会坏掉，最后会发臭。
So, but if you perish, then do you have any more relationship with humanity?
如果你毁掉了，那你还和你的人生有关吗？
No, because we don't even need it.
那我们已经不需要了，你已经不被需要了。
But before they perish, or inside of a can, when we open it and we eat it, now we have intimacy.
但是在毁灭之前，如果你是在被封装起来的话，我们是可以使用的，我们之间有密切的关系。
So Jesus is even in that, he is emphasizing that intimacy is what we really want.
所以耶稣基督在这里强调的是我们和他的密切的关系，这才是他真正想要的。
And this is where he starts giving us a clue of it in John 3:36.
他就是在这里，在约翰福音三章三十八节给我们一个提示。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
约翰福音三章三十六节说，信子的人得永生，不信的人得不着永生，神的震怒就常在他身上了。
In verse 36, it says, whoever believes in him has eternal life.
他说的是信他的人已有永生。
Has is present tense, not in the future.
已有永生表示当时当下，而不仅仅指未来。
So we don't get eternal life later. If we believe in Jesus, we get eternal life now.
所以我们并不是只在未来有永生的盼望，我们如果信耶稣基督，我们现在就可以得永生。
But how can we get eternal life now if eternal life is only about the future?
如果我们只相信永生在来世，那我们怎么现在就能得到永生呢？
So Jesus is introducing another definition of eternal life.
所以呢，耶稣基督又在介绍了另一个概念对于永生。
We don't know what that definition is until chapter 17.
我们要直到17节我们才明白这个定义是什么。
In the beginning, John does not define for us what eternal life is.
在一开始的时候，约翰并没有向我们定义永生是什么意思。
He doesn't even use it.
他都开始的时候没有使用这个词。
Here is an opportunity for him to use it in chapter 1, verse 12.
现在他有机会有可以来使用这个字。
He says, Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to have eternal life.
他在约翰福音一章第十二节这样说。凡接待他的就是信他名的人。他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
He doesn't say that. He doesn't say he gives them the right to have eternal life, because that's what happens when you believe in Jesus, right? You get eternal life. But he doesn't use it. He doesn't use the term eternal life here, because he says you just get to become children of God.
他没有在此地说得永生，他在这里用的词是你们就会成为神的儿女。
So he has the opportunity to use the term eternal life, but he doesn't do it.
在第一章第十二节，他有机会可以使用永生的概念，但是他没有。他说你们可以做神的儿女。
And at the end of the book, the same thing.
在这本书的最后，他又重复了同样的说法。
John could have used the phrase, but he does not, because in chapter 20,
约翰可以使用这个词，但他没有。
Verse 19 it says, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have eternal life." No, he doesn't say that.
他并没有说凡信主的人得永生，他用的是另外一个词。
He doesn't say that. He doesn't say eternal life. What does he say? He says, by believing, you may have life in his name. That's the phrase he used.
他没有说你就得永生。他在这地方用的是你们凡信他的，你们就。
Now you have to ask, we have to ask, hey, John, why don't you use eternal life? It would have fit right in there.
我们可以问他，约翰，你为什么不用永生这个词？
Because...He doesn't allow us to know what the definition is until John 17, when Jesus says it himself.
因为他不想让我们知道这个永生的定义，直到第十七章，耶稣基督亲自说话。
So John is not defining it. He lets Jesus define it, and he says nothing about the definition.
所以约翰没有定义它，他让耶稣基督来定义它。
So after Jesus defines it in chapter 17, John never uses it.
当耶稣在十七章定义了之后，约翰自己本人不再用它。
He lets Jesus have the final word on the definition.
他让耶稣基督自己说话。
In chapter 14, chapter 4, verse 14, it says, But whoever drinks the water, this is Jesus speaking, that I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
在约翰福音第四章第十四节，耶稣基督自己亲身说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，永永直到永生。
Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit in us, And then he says, it'll well up into eternal life. Well, that's just confusing.
耶稣是在谈圣灵在我们住在我们当中可以使我们生命当中永永永生，但看上去好像有点让人困惑。
If the definition is about long life, then that's confusing. But if we put and apply Jesus' definition in chapter 17, then it makes sense.
如果永生只是指长寿的话，那相当的令人困惑。如果它是指17章里面的定义，那就对我们来说明意义明白。
Because what Jesus is emphasizing here is intimate knowledge of who God is. It's going to well up. The more I learn about my wife, the more I love her.
耶稣基督这里说的是，我们对神的认知越深，我们他的永恒的生命在我里面就涌现。也就是说，比方我越了解我的妻子，我就更加爱她。
The more you learn about the Lord, the more you will love Him.
你对神越加的认识，你就会越加越发的爱他。
I think I shared this with you, but I am writing a book about why God created the universe.
我想我曾经跟你们分享过，我要再写一本书，是为什么神上帝要创造这个世界。
And the reason why I wanted to write the book was because of what John revealed.
我想写这本书的目的就是因为约翰所启示的。
He revealed why God created the universe in the first place.
他直接启示了上帝为什么要创造这个宇宙。
And as I'm learning about what he revealed, I'm more and more excited, but also more and more grateful. It fills my heart to learn, and it is an amazing journey.
当我越来越了解到神的启示的时候，我的心越来越充满感激，知道这是一个非常的旅程。
It fills my heart to overflowing, and ever since I started this journey, I have wept more than all of my life before.
因为这个过程让我更加泪如泉涌，因为我一开始这个行程以后，我就更加的越来越多的了解神的心意。
If I had to speak about the subject in front of you, I would have to stop every 10 minutes to cry, praise, and then keep going.
如果我要继续这个方向，我大概恐怕每十分钟就要不断的哭泣，因为我感动。
Because it would be like pouring or putting a hose inside of a cup and turning it on. It's just going to keep overflowing.
这个好像就像是不断的泉涌来填满这个杯子，而且不断的溢出神的恩典。
What Jesus is doing to me, and what the Lord wants to do with you and is doing in you, is to show himself more and more so that you will say he is truly worthy. We can't just mouth the words, we have to have substance to it.
耶稣基督所做的事情在我身上和在你们身上，就是他要不断的慢慢的彰显他自己的生命在你的生命当中。
Many of you may say, Jesus is worthy. We saw it appear on the lyrics.
很多人可能就以为耶稣基督就是在我们看到的这个歌词里边。
But no matter how you say that, we only know him like a little bit.
不管你在歌词里怎么样看到耶稣基督，其实我们对他的认知是非常的肤浅。
So right now, all we're doing is saying that he is worthy with a little bit of knowledge.
现在我们所做的不过就是我们承认他是值得一切的，但是我们只知得甚少。
But the more we get to know him, the more we'll be able to say he is worthy, and it will be louder and louder and louder. He is worthy.
我们越多的愈发的认同他是我们生命中最值得赞美的，我们的赞美之声就越发的增强，他的确是配得的。
Chapter 5 verse 24 says the same thing. Very truly I tell you, or truly, truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has, present tense, eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. How do you cross over from death to life without dying?
约翰福音五章第二十四节，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话的，又差我来者的，就有永生。现在是就有永生，必不至定罪，是已经出死入生的。
This is what Jesus says to the religious leaders.
这也就是耶稣基督对宗教领袖们所说的。
Chapter 5, verse 39 says, You diligently study the scriptures because you think by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
在第五章第三十八节，他对这些宗教领袖们说，你们并没有他的道的存在心理，因为他所差来的你们不信。你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不可到我这里来，你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
He says, eternal life is not about head knowledge about him.
他说了，永生不是关于对他的知识和了解。
He says,Yet, you know the scriptures, but it's not about head knowledge, but you refuse to come to me, it's about an intimate relationship with Jesus.
他说了，你们知道，你们了解圣经，可是你们因为不信，不接受我。
But in English, we only have one word for no.
在英文当中，我们只有一个词表示拒绝。
It talks about factual knowledge and it talks about intimate knowledge, but you don't know which one it is.
他谈到了事实的认知和亲密的认知。
So I could say, I know Sujin, and you would know whether it's okay, I know about her or whether I know her intimately.
当我说我认识 Sujin 的时候，你不知道我是在说我大概了解他，还是我对他有深刻的关系。
In reality, because Sujin is my wife, I know her both ways.
在现实当中，因为苏静是我的太太，所以我从两个层面都认识她。
I know a lot about her, and I am very intimate with her.
我既对她有知识层面的了解，也真真正正有密切的关系。
I can prove it to you. I have 6 kids.
我可以证明给你，我们两个之间有六个孩子呢。
So you know that I was intimate with her, which means that I know her and I know her.
所以你心里很清楚，我对她的认识不只是头脑上，而且是在亲密的关系上。
This is the word that Jesus used. He says that they may know you and Christ whom you sent.This word know is the intimate know.
这就是耶稣基督说的，你们可以来认识他。
It's the same word that Mary used when he told the angel, I cannot be pregnant because I have not known a man.
这个答案同时也在玛利亚对天使说，我不可能有孩子，因为我还没有与男人同房。
Mary was saying, I have never been intimate with a man.
玛利亚承认她从来没有与一个男人有密切的关系。
Therefore, I cannot be pregnant.
所以我不应该有怀孕。
When we talk about eternal life, let me illustrate for you what it should not be.
当我们谈到永生的时候，让我来跟你解释一下，永生不应该是什么。
Let's say a person here,has a mansion.
比方说这里有一个人，有一个大房子。
He has a pool, he has a basketball court, a tennis court, a bowling alley in his house. He has a climbing wall. He has an arcade, the treehouse, a theater, a computer terminal with which you can order anything and they will ship it overnight and you'll have it.
他的大房子里面有游泳池，有篮球场，有网球场，有保龄球场，可以有攀岩的墙，有游戏厅，有一个 树上的屋子，有一个剧院，有电脑，可以随时 购买任何的东西，第二天可以送到家门。
He also has a private chef, and if you want anything, he'll just make it for you from scratch.
他还有一个私人的厨师，如果你想要任何东西，他都可以给你做出来。
Let's say he comes to you and says, "I have all of these. Would you like to be my friend?"
假说他对你说，啊，我这些东西都有，你愿意做我的朋友吗？
What are you going to say?
你会怎么说呢？
No.
你会说不吗？
No, he want to be his friend because he just told you all the good things that he has to share with you.
你才不会呢，你一定跟他做朋友，因为他把所有的好的东西跟你分享。
So if we present the gospel to people, Jesus has all of these things and he wants to share it with you, would you follow him?
如果耶稣基督在传福音的时候把所有的这些好处都跟你说，你会不遵从他吗？
Why wouldn't we?
为什么要不呢？
Everybody should follow him.
大家差不多都会去跟从他了。
Isn't that why you started following him?
这是不是你一开始跟从他的目的呢？
If you did, then you're going to follow him as long as he gives stuff to you.
如果这是你的初衷，那你跟随耶稣基督，恐怕一直会只要他给你这些好处，你才会。
As soon as the privileges start being taken away or you start losing them, your relationship with the Lord is not going to be that good.
一旦他给你的特权被挪去，你跟你的主之间的关系就不会那么美妙了。
Because you made this eternal life about stuff and about things and about head knowledge.
因为你把这个永生的生命里面看成是一些可以得到的东西和头脑中的概念。
But if it's about intimate knowledge of Jesus, those things will soon disappear.
如果你的关系是你对永生的概念是和耶稣基督亲密的关系的话，那些东西恐怕慢慢慢慢就不见了。
If my wife stopped sharing with me her stuff, and if she stopped telling me about her, should I divorce her?
如果我的太太不再跟我分享，不再让我更多的了解她，我和她的关系还会这样吗？
If my marriage was about that, then it would be over. But if it was about intimate knowledge of her, our relationship together, about who we are and how we have committed ourselves to each other to continue to grow, then it doesn't matter what she gives me or what she has and what she doesn't.
如果我们的婚姻是建立在那些外在的东西的上面，而不是建立在对他进一步的认识和和他保持密切的关系，那我们的婚姻很快就会结束。
This is what Jesus says in John 6:27.
这就是耶稣在约翰福音第六章第四十七节这么说。
Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Intimate knowledge of Jesus.Which the Son of Man will give you, for on him God the Father has placed the seal of approval.
约翰福音第六章第四十七节说，耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，信的人有永生，我就是生命的粮。
Everything
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过那玛纳，还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
Everything on earth will spoil except our relationship with the Lord, and if you are a believer, believer's relationship with other believers.
地上所有的东西都会过去，你只有和耶稣基督有密切的关系，你才会用得到永恒。
We need to understand what Jesus is doing.
我们需要认识耶稣基督本人。
And we have to know what John is emphasizing here.
我们需要知道约翰在强调什么。
Both John and Jesus are not dismissing the actual visible definition of eternal life.
约翰和基督都没有否认对于永生的一个现实的含义。
He's not saying Zoe is not life. He's not saying Ionia is eternal. He's not saying that eternal life is wrong, or the definition as we use it is wrong.
他不是说我们现今所使用的永生的概念是错误的。Zoe 不是生命 ，Aeons 不是永恒。
He is saying you need to know about the other definition.
他是说你需要知道了解另外一个概念。
And Jesus is the one who explained it.
耶稣基督就是那另外的概念。
Because if you're just about living long or not dying ever, then you got the wrong message.
如果你只是以为永生意味着长寿，永远不死，你并没有得到这个 point。
What Jesus is saying is, and we have to check it. What Jesus is saying is, I am offering you more than just long life.
耶稣基督说的是，我给你提供的不只是长寿。
Because life would be meaningless without Jesus. If Jesus wasn't there and he wasn't at the house, you still have the pool, you still have the theater, you still have the bowling alley, the tennis court, you still have everything. You even have the chef who will make you food. But if he's not there, would you live there?
如果耶稣基督不在这家里，你可能还有这个游泳池，你还有你的地下室的剧院，你还有你的保龄球，但是如果耶稣基督不在里面，你愿意继续住在这个空房子里吗？
Or would you enjoy the house and forget about it?
还是你愿意活在主的关系当中，得到饶恕，得到生命？
Whether the house is full or house is empty, if my wife is not there, I will be looking for her.
如果这个房子不管是空的还是满的，我太太不在里面的时候，我还要住在那吗？
I'll get distracted by the TV for a little bit. I'll enjoy the tennis court or whatever it is for a little while. But after a while, I'll be looking for my wife.
我可能会在那里看会儿电视，打打网球，但是过不了多久，我就会想念我的太太了。
Because these things are not a substitute for the intimacy that I have with her.
因为所有这些东西都无法替代我和我太太之间的亲密关系。
And nothing should be a substitute for the intimacy that we have with Jesus.
也没有任何一个东西应该成为我们和耶稣基督亲密关系的替代品。
Chapter 17, verse 2 says, For you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him.
约翰福音十七章第二节，他接着说，正如你所赐的，给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
And when he gives it,He's giving you himself.
当他赐给你的东西的时候，他是把他自己的生命赐给你。
He's not giving you stuff.
他不是给你东西。
Because he is much better than any stuff.
因为他比所有的东西都好。
But I also want you to make an observation.
我还想你再看到另一个层面。
What was the context?Of revealing the definition.
我们他在揭秘这个概念的时候的一个背景是什么？
He wasn't out in the field talking to everybody and saying, No, you only have one definition of eternal life. Let me give you the other one.
他不是走向大众跟他们讲，你有一个永生的概念，让我给你另外一个。
He didn't blurt it out to everybody.He didn't say everybody should know this.
他没有说大家都能够明白这个意思。
How did he reveal it?
他怎么样把它显给你呢？
Chapter 17 is his prayer account.
第十七章是他自己的祷告。
Jesus was praying when he gave us the definition of eternal life.
耶稣基督是在他自己的祷告当中给了我们关于永生的定义。
So, who heard it?
谁听到了他的祷告呢？
The disciples heard it because he just started praying to God and everybody was listening.
他的门徒听到了。
John heard it and he made sure that we heard it. And he wrote it down.
他们在他祷告的时候听到了，约翰听到了，他确定把他写下来告诉我们，让我们也知道。
Because he wanted us to know. The other disciples or other writers, Paul, all of that, well, Paul wasn't there, but the other apostles had other things to emphasize, but John emphasized this to us, and he emphasized it so that we would never forget it.
其他的使徒呢，在他们听到的耶稣基督的这个生命当中有不同的别的记载。那在这里，约翰把它记下来，强调给我们。
If you're just thinking about eternal life as long life, not dying,
如果你仅仅把永生理解为长寿的话
，you haven't gotten to the intimacy with Jesus where you're hearing him in his prayer.
那表示你真的对耶稣基督的永生的概念还没有一知半解。
You're just still running around doing things, thinking that salvation is all about avoiding hell.
那你就还在转来转去，还在以为救恩就是给你更好的生活。
But the closer you get to God, you hear this.
但你越与神亲近，你越得到。
You hear Jesus saying, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the Heavenly Father, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
你就会听到耶稣基督认识他是独一唯一的真神，并且认识他所差来的，这就是得到永生。
So the longer you walk with him, the deeper your relationship with him becomes.And that is the illustration and the revealing of Jesus.
你认识他越久，你与他的关系就越来的越密切。
Only those who were intimately close with him heard his prayer and heard the definition.
只有那些与他关系非常密切的人才听到了他的祷告，才真正知道。
So what are you hearing from him?
是什么？
What are you hearing from him?
你听到什么了呢？
Are you hearing intimacy from him?
在你的生活当中有跟他密切的关系吗？
Are you walking with him long enough to hear him?
你跟他一起相处了很久吗？
Are you pursuing him with all your heart so that you can hear him?
你有尽心尽意爱主你的神吗？
Pursue him long and hard and diligent enough. Want him so much so that you will hear him.
你要尽心尽意爱主你的神，你才能够真正听到他的心声。
Then the second definition of eternal life will well up in your heart too.
那么关于永生的另一个层面就会如泉奔涌到你的生命中。
And no matter what happens, you will follow him.
到那个时候，无论你生命发生什么问题，你都会不断地追随他。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thought that eternal life was such a simple thing.
天父，我们误以为永生是如此简单的追求。
All we have to do is know about believing you once and then we're done.
我们以为我们所要知道的就是对你有一些了解，我们就可以得到。
But it's not that way, is it?
但这并不是永生的全部。
To know you and to have eternal life begins now when we walk with you.
认识你，也跟随你，了解你是永生的开始。
We have eternal life because we are intimate with you.
我们能够得到永生，完全因为我们可以有机会与你建立关系。
And we would never trade that for anything.
我们不会以它来交换任何别的东西。
May we never trade that for anything.
让我们永远不做任何的和别的东西的交易。
And as you draw near to us, reveal yourself more and more, we pray.
我们恳求你在我们的生命当中不断的慢慢的来彰显你自己。
So that our hearts will well up to eternal life.
所以让我们的心里面对永生犹如泉涌。
We sincerely pray that in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告求。
Amen.